I feel like we just sat here for an hour.
We did a podcast.
We had like fucking therapy right before this.
We should just literally start hitting record the second I walk in. I've learned to practice a little bit of restraint though. Like
you've gotten way better.
I started to tell you my thing. My brain moves in such like at a pace that I get scared if I don't say something now. Like
you'll
when I go
it.
To say it, mm-hmm. it won't even be the same thought.
Of course. I understand that. Yeah. We were talking about regret. I mean, we were talking about a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm in a weird place in my life, but that's another podcast, I feel. the topic this week, I put on my Instagram that there was some funny meme. I wish that I could remember it at the moment, but it was basically like, I don't regret the number of men I've slept with. It's the quality. And like, who can't relate to that, right? I mean, there is a couple I really wish that I could take back.
They must go hand in hand though. The more you do, the more likely quality's low.
Say that again.
Like the more people have sex with, because there's probably like most people are probably bad at bed.
Yeah.
You know, so if you sleep with a lot of people, the quality's low.
I don't even know if I meant the quality of the actual sex, but of the actual person.
Gotcha.
Like, what was I doing?
Yeah, maybe it's time to get sober.
Yeah, so there were those moments and I posted that and then I was like, what are you guys' biggest sex and dating regrets? And my inbox blew up. I fucking love it when I unexpectedly post something and everyone's like, oh, let me tell you a story. And so we got a lot of those that we're going to get into today. But okay, we were talking right before this and I asked you, what is your biggest sex and dating regret? And you were about to spill into that and you held back for the listeners.
Well, she kind of guessed where my head initially went when I was thinking about it the other night, and which I've said, like, I wish I'd been sluttier, but like, that's not a real regret.
I actually love that though, but you can always be slutty.
Yeah, I mean, if I really wanted to be sluttier, I could just go do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's more of just like, I haven't been sluttier because that's not who I am.
Right.
I kind of wish that I was that.
I feel like you'll try it though.
Yeah.
And you would be like, ew, not for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a reason why like people feel empty sometimes when they're slutty. Mine, I think, is that I wasn't able to come out younger like really involve my family in my life. Like, I feel like they don't know that much about me as a result of me having to like hide who I was. And I look at kids now that are like going to prom with their in gay relationships or whatever, you know, sort of alternative relationships they're in. And, you know, I regret that I didn't have that courage. Granted, I grew up in a different time when things were less socially accepted, it's like the truth is like people were calling me faggot. And you know what I mean? Like it wasn't that like no one was on to it.
No, right.
So if I just had the courage to be like, your words don't hurt me, and like lived my life. Plus, I grew up in a really small town. Like, let's face it, there was no other little gay boy to go to prom with. But you know, I wish that, and it's not even about like coming out earlier. I wish that I'd had the courage just to be honest with my family and been able to just like live and be me. And because now it's harder to go back and sort of talk about those painful things, because it's certainly not my parents' fault, even though I could draw some blame to them. A lot of it's my fault. So I don't harness like pain over it anymore because I have moved on. But like, I do kind of like looking back, I'm like, God, like how different would my life be right now if, you know, I just sort of like let me be me.
It's such a hard thing with regret though, because I'm sitting here listening to you and it's like, yeah, but you obviously were on a journey for a certain reason and you couldn't do those things at that time because you didn't have that skill set yet. Like it just unfolds. I do believe it unfolds for all of us the way exactly it's supposed to. And as far as your parents go, like everyone's doing the best they can at the time, you know? And so they probably didn't know what to do either.
Yeah.
And so I just always like hearing other people's stories, I'm like, oh, but you wouldn't have gone through this to then.
Right.
But when you look at your own story, you're like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Or I wish I could take that back. It just all seems to get us to the person that we are now.
Totally. I mean, which, you know, putting regret under a microscope makes it like this bullshit emotion.
Right.
That is such a waste of like energy and time, and like giving it any credence is like kind of silly, because the truth is, if I really regretted all of that stuff that much, I would lean into my parents and like just being flagrantly who I am now. Right. And maybe the reason why I'm like looking that as a regret is because I'm still kind of doing that same pattern.
That's an interesting thought, though.
And then you have to ask yourself, like, well, then do you actually really care? You know, right. Like, if it was
if you're not doing anything different,
then, I mean, because it's not like I have a bad relationship with my family. I'm very close with my family. Maybe I'm just a private person when it comes to that stuff. And it's like, you have to look at it from a different angle. So,
yeah, it's so interesting. I was like thinking back through what my biggest sex and dating regrets were. One would be a couple people, like I said, if I could just take them off the list. I think for me, and I read some of this in the messages that we'll get into in just a second, but like, selling myself short maybe, or like not knowing my worth in relationships, something I still struggle with. I mean, we were talking about that earlier, but like, I do think that that's part of my journey, like I'm saying, and to build up who I am supposed to be and to find my voice. I don't think I could do that if I didn't know that I didn't feel good when I did it the other way. Right. Does that make sense?
You almost have to like, it's how you build your armor.
Right.
You know, like you need those things to test you.
Well, and that's how you get to the next step of, or the next layer or whatever. I have said on the podcast before, like I regret cheating on my first boyfriend and I still do. I hate that. However, I've never cheated again. So then I'm like, well, maybe what would have happened if
there
I hadn't?
There are some benefits to regret. You know, yeah, there are like,
I learned a lesson.
Yeah. It's as long as like you use regret in a good way.
Yeah.
To sort of change your worldview, then I think there are benefits.
Yeah.
Holding on to regret is like incredibly stressful for your mind and body. So it's,
I can hear whatever you're doing on the microphone right now, and I'm sure the listeners can too.
Sorry, it's not eating ice.
Chip gets messages all the time telling him to stop eating ice. The funny things Chip does on a podcast: goes through drawers, eats ice, takes a really long pauses to think. The silence.
I'm gonna do. We should do one episode of me just thinking.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Do you remember last week? I mean,
oh god.
I don't think people are listening to listen to silence. Just saying.
Just saying.
I don't know. But yeah. So where were you?
I don't even remember. What were we talking about? No. I think no. It's incredibly stressful to like hold on to regret for your body.
What is it they say that holding on to regret, like looking into the past is where depression hits, and then like if you look into the future with too much, you give that too much merit, it's where anxiety comes from, because it's like you can't do anything about the past, so all you can do is do something different next time.
Right.
And the same thing with the future.
You can work toward a future, but you can't create the future.
Exactly.
You know, immediately.
Yeah. God, I need to stop trying.
I mean, seriously, it's like we live in this world that's like pretty fucking spectacular. And it's often like we don't even see it because we're like dreaming too much.
Yeah.
Or worrying too much.
Right. Or regretting
the truth
too
is we don't know when a tornado is going to come and crush us.
If this year has taught us nothing else, right. I think it's that none of us are in control and we just don't know what's about to happen. All right, let's get into some of these messages, because like a lot of them made me laugh out loud and a lot of them were also really insightful, and I want to get through all of them. Let's start with Kaylee. Kaylee says, my biggest sex and dating regrets would be, the biggest one would have to be that I wasn't in the right place mentally and didn't fully love myself, because getting involved with someone and being intimate, period. That just makes sense. Looking back, I don't necessarily regret being intimate and entering into the relationship because it got me to where I am today, but I did, said, and felt things that I'm not proud of. I would hate for one of my past partners to think of me as that way, immature, clingy, jealous, because I was battling my own demons and it had nothing to do with them. Love yourself and get your mind right first.
I think she meant before and not because.
Oh, myself before getting involved with someone. You're exactly right.
I mean, look, I think that's, I don't think that's anything to regret. I think that is like a really nice lesson learned.
It's like, it's so insightful.
It's really hard to love somebody else unless you love yourself.
Well, and even the parts about the immature, clingy, jealous, like I know when I'm ever feeling that insecurity in a relationship, it could be, it's a lot of times the dynamic, but like I have to ask myself, what is this hitting for me? Like, what is the message that it's giving to me? What's the old message from, you know, being cheated on or whatever it is? Like, I love that she pointed out, like, I was battling my own demons.
Right. Yeah.
Jamie says, hey, not giving anal a shot sooner. And how was I 38 years old before I knew a woman could orgasm from her cervix being gently bumped into? Damn, Jamie.
Go, girl.
Tried anal.
Tried anal. We got to send her a shirt when we make
We also need to stop talking about it and actually do it.
We had a really good idea last week. I forgot what it was. We'll have to listen back.
It was probably Cameo.
No, it was a t-shirt.
I literally don't even want to do it. And now I just want to like give you shit about it every week because you never do it.
It was like, I said it was something we should trademark. It was like, what the something fuck?
What the literal fuck?
No, it wasn't.
We'll have to go listen back to ourselves.
Somebody's already made the shirts and put them on probably.
This one's from Brittany. She says, not being brave enough to tell them they had to use protection. I'm stuck with lifelong consequences because of it.
Now that is, I mean, I get that.
And that's good advice for people. Be safe.
Because that's something that she has to think about every time. You know, it's like there's a constant reminder of that. Yep.
That's one where how do you let go of the regret around that and like beating yourself up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's because it was a choice that was made. It's harder to sort of, you know, like if you want to compare it to any other sort of medical thing that's beyond your control, it's like you can't regret getting cancer or, I mean, unless you smoked cigarettes and you get lung cancer and it's something that you brought on, but. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one.
Super tough. I mean, I do like that she will even admit that and like look at it because it could help other people. Yeah. To me, that would be the only way I could get over the regret of it is like, how do I help others not have to go through this? This one's from Jen. She said, I had a one night stand with a minor league baseball player that I met in a hotel bar. I was drunk, had my period. He didn't care. We had sex and I left. I don't even remember his name. I can't even believe I did that as I'm typing this. Thank God I didn't leave pregnant or with an STD. I was and still am totally mortified. Never told anyone that, but I'm telling a complete stranger that I adore from Instagram.
So I love it. She had a little slutty night.
I wrote her back and I said, I did that with one from the majors, if it makes you feel better.
You went big league.
Those are some of the times that I'm like, okay, Kelly.
I don't think that's something to regret.
It's a funny story.
It's a great story.
I have some stories that I will probably never tell you guys. But, she goes, it kind of does, actually. I would have rather him been in the majors. Would have at least.
The only regret was that he was a minor league player. Minors.
I mean, if you're going to go, Jen, you got to go big.
Go big.
Would have at least made me feel like I accomplished something. Oh, I remember telling him that this is the part that I could not get over. She said, oh, and I vaguely remember him telling me that he had a pregnant girlfriend at home. That was after we had sex. What a fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, I had this situation. I'll just tell the story. Okay. I can delete it later if I want to. So I was working. This is when I first moved to Nashville. And I was working at this modeling and acting school. And my boss was dating or hooking up with this guy who played for the San Diego Padres.
Oh my God.
I know, I'm giving so many details. So anyway, she was like, we're literally working. We're at the office. It's like, we worked till like 8 every night. It was these weird hours. And she says, she literally DMs me from our like computers. And she said, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, nothing. You want to go grab a drink? And she was like, you want to go to Houston? I was like, do what? And she goes, go home right now, change, and meet me at the airport in an hour. And so I did. And we flew to Houston. We got to Houston after they had finished their game. We went out, got hammered. I met one of his friends, totally had a one-night stand.
That's fun.
But it was fun in the like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this kind of thing. And like, I also like, he called for a while after, but it was like, we both, I think, were like,
what are we doing?
This is not, I barely even know you. Like, Also, the unfortunate part about these players that I didn't really understand at the time was, like, I think he had a girlfriend. Like, I didn't even think to ask.
Yeah, the fact that he was like player.
He was a player. Yeah. And so, like, it probably, like, had a girl in every town, which that was, like, my first experience with that. Like, I was super young when this happened. I was, like, 20-something, early 20s. And so, yeah, like, I literally remember being like, oh, my God, these guys, like, chase after women and they already have a girlfriend or a wife or whatever. Like, I didn't get that. I was so naive. So.
Wait, did your boss know that you slept with?
Uh-huh.
She's like prostituting you out. She's totally, like, hey, I'm gonna bring a hot girl for your friends.
She completely like, did. Like, I didn't even know.
You're like, that you should have gotten a bonus for that.
Well, no, now I can't even talk. I'm like, I mean, needless to say, she's not in my life anymore either. But like, she completely pimped me out.
Yeah,
I didn't even understand. Ride. That was like, it was such an eye-opening, like, little girl from Louisiana. So she, you know, like, come to the big town, get on a fucking plane, and wow. I mean, all they did was feed me too much tequila, and then, yeah, God knows.
You were an easy target.
Such an easy target. Oh, my God, lesson learned. This is why I'm such a hardcore bitch. I'm just kidding. Okay, this one says, from Laura, not being vocal about what I needed, let them just enjoy themselves while I wasn't so much. Big one.
Yeah.
Big one for women. And I think it's really hard. I feel like John Roa gave us some good thoughts on that, though, from a guy's perspective. You know, like, yeah, they, like, the guys would want to know.
Totally.
But we're not doing anyone any favors. This one says, this one's from Amanda. She says, staying with the wrong person for far too long and settling into that life. Thoughts on that, Chip?
You know, I think it plays into, like, not saying what you want.
Oh, that's
a good
one. It's
like such an interesting thing. Like, and I'm guilty of it too. It's like, if you're so scared that what you say is going, that what you want by saying what you want is going to end the relationship that you're not happy in.
Right.
What the fuck are you scared of?
Right.
It's like such a mind fuck.
But
like,
it's something about the actual break of being in a relationship to going to being alone can be very difficult. I know it is for me. And like the also like not wanting to look back with regret, or like the thought of leaving and being like, but what if I look back later and I can't, you know, it's like, or what if I don't find anyone else?
Right.
Just all the stories we make up in our head.
Yeah. Those conversations that you have that like you really need to have. And in your mind, you're like nailing it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like, but what if they say this? What if they say that? And then you never get around to the fucking conversation. It is really crazy, like, how little we all seem to value our own happiness.
Or how much we convince ourselves that we're happy enough.
Right.
That's the big one. I mean, this is, she says to me, I go, arg, this one is so tough. And she wrote back to me and said, your podcast always reminds me to stay true to myself and not settle for anything I don't want. Thank you. But I was saying to you, and I'll just be completely honest about this, I get a lot of messages like this from you guys, and I'm so grateful that that is what I'm communicating. But then I feel like a hypocrite in some ways, because I'm like, am I doing that for myself all the time? You know, I think sometimes I'm like this super empowered, like, get what you want, chase after what you want. And then sometimes I get stuck myself in comfort and like living in fear of letting go of things or accepting things that aren't good for me or whatever it is. Like, we just fall into these habits and these patterns, and it's hard.
Well, it's also hard too. Like, I mean, in our friend group, we share things, and it's
true.
When you get opinions that aren't yours and then you weigh them and they're in the back of your mind, sometimes they are like making you question what you want.
Oh, I don't even,
you know
what
I mean?
Fucking it's, see clearly sometimes because right. I overshare like I just did on this podcast. I just I don't know how not to just tell the truth. Like, it's like
But to me, that's the definition of being happy, is being able just to like live your truth. And
but then you have to let go of people's opinions.
Right. Being happy doesn't mean that you don't have a good cry every now and then.
True.
Because that can be really cathartic.
That's a good point.
But I think a lot of people are scared of those moments of sadness. But being sad doesn't mean that you're not happy.
Right.
At your core.
Right.
I think actually being sad and being able to cry, like, humanizes us.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember the last time I had a really good cry.
I can. Yesterday. I told Jim when he got here, I was like, I cried for like 4 fucking hours.
I mean,
hours.
The carpet is still wet.
It's a wop up in here, but not for the right reasons.
Get a mop and a bucket.
Like, it's like wet ass pussy wet takes ass a different carpet. Definition because it's just like the bitch that cries all the time. She's a wet ass pussy. Not her actual pussy. Yeah, like she's a pussy. Yeah. This is just kidding. I think crying is very healthy. But yeah, I mean, it's like, I think everyone, when I read this message, what I had to say to myself, because she said, you know, like, oh, thank you for always staying true to yourself and not settling and blah, 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 blah. And I think back to so many points in my life that I can look back and I'm like, why the fuck did I not leave that relationship? Or like, why did I not trust my gut when I knew there was something going on with my ex, you know, like right. Whatever it is. But it's just like what we were saying earlier. There's really no point to regret that stuff because it just gets you to the next thing. Like, it's like, I wouldn't have known how not to do something unless I had done it.
Right.
And it felt like shit. And so I think it's just like allowing ourselves to be human almost, and to like not have it all figured out, and to go, this is a part of my journey. And yeah, I would have done that one a little differently. Totally.
I mean, look, they can inform the choices that you make in the future. And I think that's the important side of regret.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, this one says...
Oh, is this the
one? I love you guys so much. No, this is not the one. I'm about to find that one in a second. This one's from, I can't see her first name, so we'll just call her Susan. Adding to my body count for a dude with junk the size of a tube of chapstick. He was nice. I just felt bad walking out after the dates and him trying so hard. It was such a disappointment.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is another one from Michelle. She said, sex, not knowing how to ask for what I wanted and needed when I was in my 20s. I trusted my partner, boyfriend, now husband, but I still didn't feel comfortable speaking up. Now I don't have a problem with that at 41. The sex is now rocking.
All right.
Love that one. This girl says, the ones I didn't sleep with. It's like you like want to be a slut.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a moment? Like, do we have a plan for you with this? God. How do we
need
slut-ify shit? How do you have a story like...
Slutapalooza 2021.
That's your new shirt. Slutapalooza. I mean, what would your strategy be?
Well, I mean, we would need bars to be open again.
They're starting... Is that all that's holding you back? Because no. I feel like they're starting
to reopen. I would have to really want to do it.
I just don't think you're going to
be satisfied.
I got to
get that Peloton first.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get all Peloton addicted, and then I'm going to fuck everybody in town.
Watch out.
Watch out.
Are you ever going to get the Peloton?
Oh, my God.
You're giving them more ads right now.
Yeah, I'm supposed to get my pedal bike.
It's like a pedal tavern.
Look, Peloton, if you want to sponsor this, bring it on, because I will talk about it every day.
Amen. I would, too.
Yeah, it's supposed to come on the 5th.
October.
Yes.
Okay, so what are we? Are we going to set a date for your sluttiness? Like, do you feel like November 5th? Do we need a month?
No, I need more than a month.
6 months?
I think it needs to be like summer 2021.
Summer 2021. Everyone mark it in their calendars.
The hoedown.
The hoedown. Slutapalooza. Chip Dorsch coming at ya. Maybe you
slide into my DMs if you want to reserve a spot.
Yeah. We really do need to set a
reservation.
Let's start selling tickets.
Oh my God.
Okay. I hope that you don't have a moment like this during Slutapalooza. Oh, this one is from, I think it's Brittany. She's actually like a super hot girl. So like this story is even better. But she says,
I'm dead.
I dislocated my jaw sucking a one night stand's dick, which cost me $500 to fix. I wrote back, I could not. I read this message like 5 times. I was laughing so hard and I was so grateful that she chose to share that with us.
I love how succinctly it's written.
Yeah, too. She's just like,
she's like,
matter
of fact.
She's
sucking a one night stand's dick.
Yeah, which cost $500 to fix. Dislocated your jaw. I mean, she was like really getting after it.
I mean, God, or it was just huge.
I mean, maybe. I wish that I would have asked her, how do you think that happened? Was it like the actual sucking? Because that
he probably like jammed his jammed her face against his body in some way.
Wow. So anyway, I wrote, I'm honestly dying. That is dedication. And she said, it gets better. I didn't know I did it. And I went to the...
I don't know this part.
I didn't know I did it, and I went to the dentist thinking it was my wisdom teeth, which I've been going to him since I was a kid, and my whole family goes to him. And he says, have you had any trauma to your mouth? And I lie and I say no, and I tell one of my girlfriends who's a dental hygienist, and she says, well, we can tell if you've sucked a dick because of the bruising and the bruising in the back of your mouth. So she straight up lies to her family dentist, who her whole entire family goes to. She's like, no, I haven't had any trauma. And he's like looking in the back of her throat like, being bitch, like, you there's lie.
A dick. There's still a dick back
you
there.
You lie. Dislocated.
Who knew the dentist could see that?
That's if you guys don't walk away from this podcast learning anything else. I feel
don't
like
suck dick before the dentist.
100%. Before your, you know, yearly checkup, make sure you like lay off the dick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this one says thinking that bad sex was going to change into good sex. Mm-hmm. This one's good. Kelsey, she says, haha, my biggest regret is going down on a guy with a cinnamon Altoid in my mouth. He started screaming. Hell, he is the one that came up with the idea, but we haven't spoken since. Her biggest dating regrets are ignoring the first signs that he may be extremely toxic. Guilty.
Yeah.
Same girl, same. Settling and not spending more time being single and alone. You know, that goes into such the programming that we talk about for women. Like, there is something very difficult for a lot of women. I think we have to really work at being satisfied being alone because we're taught from such a young age that, like, we need to be in a relationship.
Right.
Like, you said you don't deal with that at all,
no,
right?
Yeah. No.
Jealous. Oh, we have another minor league baseball player story. This is from Daytan.
These guys get around.
Obviously. I bet the minor league ones even almost more. I don't know. They're on the road so much. Biggest dating regret, dating a minor turned professional league baseball player for 5 years. Get this. The worst part is not that he made a baby during a 2-month relationship break. Ugh, athletes. I would like to add that after I found out that said baby was made, I was blessed with a phone call from Winter League Ball. We did not last another month. Love conquers all. Oh, so basically, he just called her to be like, hey, I got another girl pregnant.
This isn't going to
work. What a fucking dick.
Winter League Ball.
Oh, this is good. I wonder if this is how your exes feel from high school, the ones that you dated at Outback Steakhouse.
That was in college.
Oh, excuse me. Bloomin' onion. Natalie says, I hooked up with a guy in college. I ran around chasing him, wondering why he did not like me. Turns out he batted for the other team and came out after college.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's so many of those stories.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Some of these are like not terrible regrets. Like,
no.
These sound like things that people have been able to like move past.
I mean, if I had to pick the biggest regret, I would say dislocating my jaw.
I mean, that's amazing.
Only because of financial repercussions, to be honest, and the embarrassment of your family dentist seeing the bruises.
Right, right.
But she seems like she can laugh about it now, and I'm sure she's a lot more careful.
Totally. Or she's got a party trick where she can, like, drop her jaw out of place.
Or she has terrible TMJ.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, poor girl. That's a really big one. And I feel very grateful to her for sharing. I mean, I could go on and on. There's so many messages. The biggest thing that I'm seeing from a lot of the women is like staying in a relationship too long or not speaking up about sex. So again, it's like at the end of this, there's really no point in regret, but like, what can we all learn?
Right.
Like, let's stop beating ourselves up. I found this article on Forbes. It's called 12 Healthy and Productive Ways to Deal with Personal or Professional Regret. And they say, they're like, mistakes are a part of life. So you can try to put a positive spin on it by saying like, oh, it was a learning opportunity, but let's face it. There's going to be times where you mess up in a big way. And depending on the results, you may deeply regret your course of action. It's okay to feel remorse and sadness when a personal or professional decision has a negative outcome. However, it's important to channel those feelings and use them to grow in the future. I mean, if Forbes tells me what to do, I'm probably going to do it. So let's start here. 1, forgive yourself.
Forgiveness.
Okay. Forgiveness is a letting go of the hope for a better past. Forgive. Ooh, I just burped.
Oh God. You're talking about me playing with the cord. You're over belching in the microphone.
Okay, belching is strong.
I wish that I saw it like, coming and I like did a really loud burp.
It just like bubbled up because I didn't swallow fast enough.
Bubbled up. Gross.
Oh, this is why we shouldn't do these in the morning. Forgive that earlier version of yourself who made choices or decisions based on what you had at the time. This is what I was saying to you. You did the best with what the skills that you had at the time. Like your parents did the best they could with the information they had at the time.
Right.
Let go of changing the past. Instead, learn from your past. Then you can help someone else going through a similar situation. God, we are so in line with Forbes. Well,
I saw something that said like your regret demonstrates that you care.
Oh, I like that.
It sort of plays into that thing like, otherwise you just move on.
That's true.
And you think you're infallible, you know, it's like.
Also, you're probably a sociopath.
Right.
Like if you don't have regrets in your life, what, you're scary.
Right.
Stay the fuck away from me.
Don't let the regrets control you though.
No, but if you can't look back and be like, yeah, I wish I would have done that differently. Or like if you are in your 40s, let's say, and you're like looking back at your 20s and there's nothing you would do different. Either you had a super, like super boring life and like trying to figure it out stage, or you're a sociopath.
Yeah, but like even if you had a super boring life, like you could have a regret, like I wish I wasn't so fucking boring.
I wish I was sluttier.
You know what, before we finish with your Forbes list, like I wonder how many regrets started off on nights like we're all out, we're like, no regrets, y'all. And then it's like, you're fucking a minor league baseball player. And 20 years later, you're like, well, I fucked on that minor league baseball player on my period.
And he had a pregnant girlfriend at home. No big deal. I mean, God.
No regrets though, girl. Hashtag, I got a pillow and everything.
You have a fucking mug that says hashtag no regrets. You know that's what you started your night with.
Yeah. Add that to our merch
game. God, our merch. The merch we talk about is so fantastic.
We're talking a big merch game.
We really talk a big merch game and we never follow through with it. 2, grieve your loss. Regret often involves a loss of what could have been. It's ambiguous grief, yet still grief. To move past regret, you must grieve the loss and truly let it go. God, that's why I cried for like 4 hours yesterday, by the way. It's just like grieving the loss, even though like stuff can be good ultimately, or you can know like, okay, I just wasn't on the right path. The grief around change is insane, you know? Or for me, it's like looking back going, God, I wish I would have never even done that. Like my life was so good before, you know? Like it's just like trying to, when you take risks and they don't pan out, and there's just grief. I think that's right. This one says, take the serenity prayer to heart. Do you know the serenity prayer?
Yeah, about the things you can't change.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Like, you can't go back and do things different.
No.
We've said that. So how do you change the things in the future? Change the meaning of your failure. In our professional lives, we often regret decisions we made that resulted in failure. We can easily lament and beat ourselves up over this continuously. Remember, we attach meanings to our experiences. It's up to you to change the meaning of that failure. You can have it mean anything you want. Only focus on the new positive meaning. Interesting.
Which is funny because a lot of people say that the way to grow in business in particular is to fail.
Well, Bobby wrote a whole book called Fail Until You Don't. Like,
yeah.
And every single super successful person that you know has
took
a million
risks and failed.
We talked about the Kardashians a couple of weeks ago and all of the businesses. I mean, you were not as up to date on their businesses as me.
Dash,
but like,
I thought was
Dash,
still open.
You thought was still open. It didn't. So do we look at that as a failure? Fuck no. We
They're
look
probably
at
lucky
like,
their little clothing store didn't work.
Exactly. Because then they launched like KKW Beauty and Kylie has her lip kit. It's like, you know, or Skims or whatever the fuck. It's like, they're on to much more successful things. Do you think they regret Dash?
No. They're like, God, we were working in a retail location in Malibu.
Exactly.
Or wherever the fuck it was.
You're so not Kardashian savvy. It's so annoying to me. Use a growth mindset. When you know better, do better. That's a Maya Angelou quote. Understand the violation you made against your standards. Forbes. Feelings like regret are guilt. And guilt are very clever emotions that tell you the decision you just made is out of whack with the true you. By accepting job A over job B, you somehow violated one of your own rules or standards. You broke its you broke integrity with yourself. Fuck, this is deep.
That's some deep shit right there.
The first step is to reflect and figure out how. Then you must decide how you will make things right and how to avoid doing this again. I will say one of the biggest regrets I have in my life, and this still to this day is my truth, is abandoning myself for other people, for other situations.
Yeah.
And that's to me what I read there. It's a violation of my own standards. Like, I'm so out of touch with my own standards or needs or desires or values that I'm like, yes, 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 yes. And then you can look back later and see the pain that comes after that. Because it always explodes,
totally,
right?
Totally, yeah.
That was a big
there's
one.
So much outside influence too that like says this is what you need to be doing.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. This one says, let regret motivate you. That's good. That's how we were talking about. Just like focus on the change. Reframe the situation with an if-then statement. Regret can be an opportunity to learn an important lesson about yourself. The first step is to accept if you don't let it define you, then reframe your thoughts in if-then construction, such as, if I had gotten married, then I wouldn't have pushed myself so hard to start my own successful business. Ugh. I always say, if I had gotten married, I would have gotten divorced. So at least I didn't get divorced, I guess. I don't know. This one says, identify the emotion behind your regret. Regret is self-defeating and it drains emotional and physical energy. Weren't you talking about this? The toll it takes on your body. Yeah. Take a moment to check in with yourself. Assess the emotion behind the regret. Are you disappointed, angry, or grief-stricken? Ask yourself why you are having this reaction, what you could have done differently. Acknowledge the loss. Be intentional about how you would approach a similar situation next time. Then move on and let it go. You're doing that silent thing
again. I'm looking at some quotes that I think are pretty remarkable about regret.
This one says, apologize, then make an action to make the plan to change. Love that. Share it so others can learn from it. And the last one says, acknowledge it and move forward.
And move on.
Yeah, you're just too darn hard on yourself. You messed up, you had a misstep, or things went terribly wrong. But this is not the end of the world. Learn something from what happened and keep it moving. Don't give any more blowjobs and dislocate your jaw. Right?
Yeah. Keep it out your mouth.
Well, that's not what I said. You took it too far. So you went to the opposite extreme where you're like, don't do it ever again.
No.
I say give blowjobs safely.
Safely. Give the right blowjobs.
Maybe that's, maybe it's a challenge to work on your technique. Maybe it's a challenge to not be so sloppy drunk. I'm assuming that was part of that. I don't know. Or it's just like, it was a mistake.
It could have been a result of like her not saying what she, maybe he was like doing it too rough and she didn't want to say stop. Who knows?
I'm just so fascinated. Maybe
I
want to
hear. Hopefully she's going
to. Yeah, maybe I'll message her and try to get some more details for us all. I mean, all that I'm mostly walking away with from regret, and we're working on this in both of our lives, is just not really like getting down on ourselves, looking back to see something, but then also looking forward and how you can do it differently.
Right, right.
Not beating yourself up.
And just remember that you can't change the past. And I think anytime that like we hear ourselves like saying negative things about ourselves, we have to like take the action to stop that.
Yes.
And just have gratitude for the mistakes that we've learned from.
Yeah, I love that. Last thing I want to do is read this message from Abby. Abby wrote in a couple weeks ago and her boyfriend was cheating on her. We answered this question. She was like, he wants to get back together, but he's cheated on her multiple times. They had been together 6 years and you and I were both like, not looking good for you, Abby, whatever. So she writes back today. She says, hi, Kelly Queen. I took your advice a few months ago and I think I have officially moved on today. I've gained more power back and I'm in charge of my own life again and I'm happier. I gain more self-esteem and love for myself. I don't hold any resentment or any hateful thoughts about my ex. I have more hope for my future and I'm not afraid of it. I think for the most part I already healed since I just unfriended him on Facebook. Breakup is not always bad. Sometimes it's honestly a blessing. Thank you for your advice half months ago. I don't know what that means, but I think what's always important is we should always love ourselves and make ourselves happy before anyone else does. Self-love is the most important thing.
It absolutely is.
Amen to that, Abby. So on that note, no regrets. Love yourself. Be true to yourself. I like that Forbes article. Like, stay in tune with what you need and your values. And live living.
I'm going to flip this week.
Oh, God.
Every time you make a mistake that you think you're going to regret, just remember to
act casual. That was a good one, Chip. Damn. Bye, y'all.
Bye.